Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ.
I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel with a Burden and Blessing review on the book I'm Not Real by Ty Benbow. Ty is a former pastor and current speaker at Warner University in Florida on the topics of understanding the Old Testament and the life of Christ. The book is sort of a novel type book. It's fiction, but it deals with the topic of abortion. The subtitle says, A Story of Neglect and Adoption. The book itself has sort of a twist in the story, and I don't want to be a spoiler here in our review, so I won't get into depth too much in the content of the book, but it's a very interesting read, a very quick read. It makes you think about the topic of abortion in particular and what the Bible says about it. Instead of delving too much in the content of the book, because I don't want to spoil it, I'll read some notes from Ty Benbow himself. He has an introduction at the beginning of the book that kind of describes where the idea of the book came from. He says that in 2009, he was interning as a pastor at a church on the west side of Wichita, Kansas. And that was the same year that Dr. George Tiller was shot on the east side of Wichita because he was a doctor who performed abortions. And so Benbow talks about how that was so polarizing in Wichita at that time. And he writes, during one moment of reflection that summer, I was praying over the issue and began interceding for all of the unborn children whose lives were cut short in drastic prematurity. As I struggled over how best to convey my sadness to God, the following concept was given to me. It's like they aren't real. In that moment, a novel was conceived. This novel would give names, words, and reality to the very lives we as a culture would never get the chance to know. He goes on to say, this is a legitimate desire because I wholeheartedly believe the unborn are not suffering from the consequences of abortion. They know no pain and carry no disappointment. They live in joyful eternity with their Creator, Jesus Christ. In all reality, they have a far better existence than any child living on this earth. This does not condone or legitimize abortion, and this book does not exist to support abortion even in the slightest. But this is certainly a worldview I, as a Christian, cannot deny. Such peace, however, is rarely found for those who choose abortion. This book is designed for both groups, for those who lost their lives to abortion and those struggling to find them in the aftermath of abortion. I think that's a good summary of what the book is all about. And it, you know, the church has always wrestled with that question of what happens to the soul of a child who is aborted. And I'm not here to answer that question, and the book doesn't try to answer that question. But I think the best place to point people in those times of uncertainty is where Ty does point them, and that's the gracious nature of God. But a general overview of the book, it kind of follows two currents in the story that eventually meet near the end of the book. And the first current involves an adoption agency called Arcadia Adoption Home, and talks about you get to know some of the kids in this adoption home. And the second current involves some individuals, basically the stories of three different people and their lives and how abortion has played into their lives. One of the individuals is a college-age woman who's kind of independent on her own, seeking her own career, but we learn of her story of a relationship with her boyfriend that deteriorated because she got an abortion without telling him. The second individual is a teenage boy who can't wait to get involved in a relationship with his girlfriend, and before he knows it, she gets pregnant, and they're determining whether or not to get an abortion. And the third individual is a housewife in her 40s who has two teenage sons and a very wealthy, affluent lifestyle, but can't find happiness and contentment. And there's a lingering, lagging issue in her life about an abortion that she had when she was younger. So the story kind of weaves this character development between these three individuals and how abortion has influenced their lives, and then kind of brings it home at the end and connects it with this adoption agency. That's about as much as I can get into the story, but a couple takeaways that I had from reading it. First of all, I was struck with the mental abuse, for lack of a better term, that abortion can have on people. And I think the author hits it on the head where he says it's not the child who's been aborted that is suffering anymore. It's the people who made the choice to get the abortion. And I guess maybe as a male, I was struck with the reality that when it comes to the choice of abortion, it's entirely in the hands of the woman. The husband, the boyfriend, whatever it may be, has absolutely no say in the decision. That's kind of a difficult thing to wrestle with, and certainly can add pain for both the female and the male in that regard. And then the second takeaway that I had was the fact that the Lord offers tremendous healing in His Word for all victims of abortion, whether it be the young child or whether it be the adult. The Lord has healing through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the message of forgiveness in Jesus, that there is no sin too great to be forgiven. And the sooner we can recognize that as a culture and stop clamoring so much for our independence and our right for choice and our own freedom, the more happiness and contentment we will have as a society. So again, as you if you decide to read the book, please remember, again, it's a work of fiction. There's certainly many Christian themes throughout. I think it's a very solid book in that regard. There's a lot that you can learn from it. It reads like a nonfiction or like a fiction novel, very compelling, very easy to read, very captivating. It's well written, but yet you can also learn quite a bit from it as well. It's not just a worthless piece of writing. There's much to be gained for our spiritual lives from it as well. So I encourage you to check it out and read I'm Not Real by Ty Benbow, and I hope that it's a good learning process for you as well. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.